This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. India and the European Union are set to strengthen their strategic relationship with the signing of a new security and defence partnership at the EU's India summit in New Delhi next week. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas made the announcement while addressing the European Parliament at Strasbourg in France last evening. She said the pact will deepen cooperation in key areas including maritime security, counter-terrorism, cyber defence and maritime domain awareness with a focus on stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We aim to conclude negotiations on the EU-India Free Trade Agreement. This deal will open markets, remove barriers and strengthen critical supply chains in clean technologies, pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. Today we agreed to move forward with the signature of a new EU-India security and defence partnership in areas like maritime security, cybersecurity and counter-terrorism.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today highlighted that stronger India-EU relations will de-risk the world economy by cooperating on resilient supply chains and stabilize the global order through stronger trade, mobility and security partnership. Interacting with the ambassadors from EU countries in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar spoke to them about the current state of the world with volatility and instability as the new normal. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. The accident occurred when an army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot-high Khani top along Bhadravah-Chamba Interstate Road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. 4 soldiers were found dead on the spot and 6 soldiers succumbed to injuries later on. One of the injured soldier is under observation in Bhadravah sub-district hospital, while 10 soldiers were airlifted to Udhampur Command Hospital for specialized treatment. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah have expressed grief over the accident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has also expressed grief over the loss of lives of army personnel in the Doda accident. Enforcement Directorate ED has carried out search operations at 10 premises across West Bengal, Manipur and Jharkhand in connection with the 100 crore rupees fake input tax credit ITC fraud. This operation was conducted under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA 2002. Security forces achieved a major success in the anti-naxal operation Jharkhand's West Singhbhum district today. More than 10 Maoists were killed in an encounter which broke out this morning in the Saranda forest between security forces and CPI Maoist insurgents. Among those killed was dreaded Maoist leader Pathiram Manji alias Anil Da, who was carrying a bounty of 1 crore rupees. In Chhattisgarh, 6 workers have lost their lives and 5 others injured in a blast at a steel plant in Balodor Bazar, Bhatapara district today. Talking to a news agency, District Collector Deepak Soni said the incident occurred at the Real Ispat and Power Limited in Bokulahi village in Bhatapara rural area. The government has notified greenhouse gas emission intensity targets for additional carbon-intensive sectors under the Carbon Credit Trading Scheme, CCTS. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that a total of 208 obligated entities across these sectors will now be required to meet specified emission intensity reduction targets. India has condemned the incident of trespassing and vandalism at its embassy in Zagreb, Croatia, by anti-India elements. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that under the Vienna Convention, diplomatic premises are inviolable and must be protected. It has taken up the matter strongly with Croatian authorities, both in New Delhi and in Zagreb, and asked them to hold the perpetrators accountable for their reprehensible and illegal actions. In the Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors will take on Gujarat Giants in a league match at BCA Stadium, Kottambi in Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.